Reinvent the human heart. What a fascinating idea. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with Thought for Today. Reinvent the human heart. In the March issue of Popular Science, March 2012, is a beautiful story about no pulse and how doctors reinvent the human heart. And as they call it, the human engine at 10,000 RPMs, no pulse heart. What a fascinating concept, no pulse heart. And as they concluded their article, they said, just as human flight wasn't possible until people gave up the idea of imitating birds, permanently replacing the most vital of organs may not be possible without ridding the mind of the heart's telltale beat. I think we're on the verge right now of solving the artificial heart problem for good. All we had to do was to get rid of the pulse. Whoever could dream of a person living without a pulse? This is how we measure life. This is the beat of the devices that tell us that we are alive and that we will be alive and can be alive. But they worked on a calf. They worked on many calves. And this young cow stood muzzling a pile of hay, and he didn't seem to have much appetite. He looked a little bored. Every now and then he glanced up as though wondering why so many people with clipboards were standing around watching him. And that's just what they were doing. That's just what they were doing. Because these two doctors, who amazing surgeons that they were, with replacing hearts and working on heart surgeons and so forth, had found an idea that shouldn't work. And it's a matter of replacing the heart with two little Archimedes pumps that pumped blood through the veins, through the lungs, so rapidly and so beautifully and so completely that the heart itself was no longer needed. But you had to have batteries to keep this little gadget going. And they have found that it did work. It worked in a number of people. There are three people that they have it going in, and they have tried it in many animals. And they have found that using it in a cow and a calf, that magical things took place. They said that they were looking at this calf now, who had only 14 hours earlier had its heart removed. And it was alive, yet the flatline pulse indicated that it should not be alive. As many as 5 million Americans suffer from some sort of heart failure, but only about 2,000 hearts a year are available. The only solution, it seemed, for these doctors was that an artificial heart had to be done. Your heart beats 35 million beats a year for as long as you live without ever taking a rest. Now, what sort of physical substance, what sort of metal, what sort of physical thing could handle such a marvelous activity? And these doctors are working on it. They're coming up with what they feel might do it. And they're feeling that building a heart that mimics nature's lub-dub may be as comically short-sighted as Leonardo da Vinci's designing a flying machine with flapping wings. How true that is. But in the Texas Medical Center, where these doctors are working, they're doing some rather amazing and rather fantastic things. They're finding out how to make a mechanical heart that will work. And they have found it. They have found that the Archimedes gadget that raises water from the river in Egypt, that was done 3,000 years ago or more, and that it was used very effectively, and it consistently brought the water up. And they felt they could do something like this. But they also found the rare earth metals, rare earth items, were able to offer a very great assist. Little tiny speck-like pieces of metal, no larger than the tiniest, well, how would you say, like the head of a pin, has the ability to be put on the end of surgical instruments to be channeled through the body of a person, through the tubes, through the arteries and channels of the body, to make a medical connection without having to sort of cut into the body and violate the body itself. And this little magnetic device has such absolute power, such infinite power, such great and wonderful ability about it, that it can make this Archimedes device bring blood through the heart at such a rapid, beautiful, consistent way that as long as it somehow is fed the energy from the batteries, it can do this. Well, such amazing things are taking place. Such amazing things are happening. And they have found that the system works. The system works. But why would the system work? Why should this system bring the results that they would like to have done? Why should it bring the results that they would like to have take place for these people who need heart work, who need these things to take place in their world? They found that it works because in finding that it works, they went outside of the box. They went outside of the information that they had that said to them, this is how it has to be. This is a heart, we're going to mimic the heart. Well, they went to mimic the heart of its ability to move oxygen from one level to another, to pump it through the system and put it through the lungs to gather in oxygen and then pump it through the system again and work continuously for years and years and years. It's a fantastic experience, but it teaches us that we have the ability to do amazing things. Doctors are doing amazing things, coming up with these amazing principles. But what are they really doing? What they're really doing is they're listening to a divine wisdom within themselves. They're listening to an understanding of something that's greater than they have understood before. They listen to an inner voice that says to them how to do it. As one of the scientists who was working on these projects said, he lays in his swimming pool, or he lays on the beach, or sometimes when he's just relaxing and letting go and not thinking about the problem, the solution comes to him in a very dramatic and a very beautiful and a very complete form. It's just like Einstein and his theory of relativity. He would thought about it often. He thought about it deeply and consistently. And one evening when he went to sleep, just before he went to sleep, he was thinking about the theory of relativity. And during the night, he woke up and he wrote down E equals MC squared, which is the theory of relativity. And he wrote it down on a slip of paper. And then he went back to sleep. And in the morning, when he woke up, he couldn't figure out what E equals MC squared meant. But after a little consideration of it, he came up with this theory. He came up with this theory that still stands today as the monumental aspect of how life works. It's amazing. Our mind has within it, our brain has within it, all the information the mind can partake, can give to it. And so only as we stop and listen, be still and know that you are divine. Stop and listen to the inner voice, to the inner wisdom, to the inner knowledge. And as you stop and listen to this inner knowledge, the wherewithal on how to accomplish it comes about. Oh, you go through some vigorous straits as you are working on the project. The two doctors that are reported in the Popular Science magazine, they developed the system that worked quite nicely. But then they got aced out, and mismanagement and fundings and so forth. But it all turned itself around to finally come back to their machine that they're working on now, which is bringing about absolute miracles, absolute wonderful things for people who are suffering from great heart problems. Life is not filled with suffering from great heart problems, but it is for the people who have those problems. How can we step aside from those problems? How can we step aside from that circumstance that says to us, this is the end? And truly, it is the end. Can we mentally, physiologically revert our body to continue to function even without some of the normal activities that we are so used to? Can the human body function as a human body with a mechanical heart, with a device that will just keep pumping the blood through the system? And the day may even come. Why do we need the blood? Why can't we have a chemical that can be pumped through the body to do the same thing that the blood does? Because the blood itself is so fragile. It is so temporarily, it seems. Well, the blood, has within it so many factors that contribute to life, that contribute to the operation of the human body, that until all of these factors are considered, all of these factors are weighed and understood and deprecated in something else, we'll have to continue to use blood. And that's a beautiful, wonderful thing. Nature, the divine in us, creating our bodies, creating them with all of the intricacies that they have, is a rather spectacular thing, a rather amazing experience. It merely tells us how the magic of the infinite working in and through us, just as our bodies alone, just as our hearts alone, just as the blood within our bodies, just as the lymph system within our bodies, all of these wonderful systems within our bodies and systems within systems, all functioning, all doing their marvelous work to give us the appearance of life. Well, the appearance of life can certainly come in even a broader scope. The appearance of life can even come in a more magical way. These doctors are showing us what wonders can be done. In fact, one man who had his heart being worked on, he had other problems, but while his heart was being worked on, he was alive and he was saying, ah, yes, now we can have many different ways of handling this problem. And as a budding engineer, he gave ideas on how it could be handled, how it could be developed, and how it could be worked on. And these ideas that he gave are being used, being considered, being understood, being practiced. Magic takes place in us, through us, as we live. Our life is not the important thing. Our awareness of where that life came from, how that life is all-encompassing, how that life can be used in a very positive, in a very joyous, in a very wonderful way. We don't know about that. We don't know. I was sharing some ideas with the monks last night, And as I was sharing ideas, I was sharing the ideas because I wanted to let them know the ideas that I was sharing with them. But in the process, the monks had to bring up ideas from their own experience, from their own past life experience, forgetting that they were receiving something new, that they were receiving something that was only going to be given to them one time. But because they had to try to equate it to their life, rather than listen to the new, listen to the revelation of a new concept, a new realization of how things work, getting away from trying to flap our wings to make us fly. Leonardo da Vinci drew that plan and showed that it was a wonderful thing. And Icarus is shown as doing that very thing, and people have tried, even to the present day, to flap their wings, to flap and fly like the birds. But the birds have a structure in their body, in their being, that allows them to do this. Man has within his heart, within his body, ideas that allow him to do things. And unless he lets go of the idea that the heart must thub-dub, lub-a-dub, to show that it is pumping in and pumping out continuously, until man recognizes that he must stop thinking of the past, he must stop thinking of the limitations of life, and move on into the adventures of the newness of life. Who would have believed that a magnet, a rare earth magnet, could be so powerful as to run this Archimedes engine, to run things in the body, to do things that are just separate from it, to think out of the box, to think in a new framework, to think in a new pattern? And who is to know that this could ever be? It's only when we listen within, when we Einsteinially listen to the divine within ourselves and don't worry about what science is going to think of us for having it come to us in a dream or having it come to us in a revelation or having it come to us from the divine source that we are. We have the ability to do wonderful things. Yes, doctors are reinventing the human heart. They're reinventing the human body and robots and things of that nature. And they're coming up with some rather spectacular things. But the most wonderful thing of all, that which is the ability to reinvent, that which is the ability to do these things, is the life principle within us. The life principle within us is the intelligence within us, which does not need the body to function to live, but it uses the body as we use different cars. We use a Rolls Royce or a Buick, or we use a Ford, or we use a Porsche, or we use any number of kinds of cars, because each kind of car has been brought and created by its own manufacturing firm. And it is only as good as its manufacturer's dream is. And as a manufacturer's dream expands to new capacities, they hold it in line because it costs too much. And they don't think, I'm going to develop this with unlimited funds, with unlimited ability, with unlimited expectation. And I'm going to come up with something absolutely fantastic and glorious. And they do. It's the dreamers in this world who are one with the divine pattern that all of life is. It's the dreamers in this world who walk the path of the magic soul within us. It's the dreamers in this life who reinvent the human heart, who reinvent flying, who reinvent all of the magical things that are being done. And with each reinvention, with each way of looking at something new and beautiful, they not only reinvent it, but they come up with ways that could never have been conceived only a short time before. And here we are in a period of 60 years or a period of less than 60 years. We've done magic with the human heart. We've done magic with learning about how flight can be. The world is just opening to us like a beautiful box of toys, a beautiful box of magic. And its magic is being revealed to everyone who is ready, willing, and able to be out of the box, to be thinking, let's try that. We all have dreams of things that we would like to do. We all have dreams of going to the moon, going to the stars, and going to the planets, and we're doing it. We're not doing it as effectively as we can, but the day will come when we do it mentally. The day will come when we use our mind as the tool and the vehicle and the expression of the ideas that come to us. And as we use the mind as that expression, as that fullness, it will reveal even more and more wonderful things. It will be not only to reinvent, it will be to come up with ideas that far exceed anything that we have ever dreamed of, or we've ever reinvented, or ever dreamed of reinventing. And as we come up with these possibilities, as these probabilities become everyday fare for us, then we will look at the magic and the mystery of life, not so much as the mystery and magic that it appears to be, but we will look with understanding hearts, with understanding minds, with understanding realization that it could be done. The one doctor was working on a patient, and the patient's heart stopped, and the patient's heart was accessible to the doctor. And he reached his hands in, and he held the heart in his hands, and he massaged the heart and kept the heart going for a long period of time. But finally, he had to stop because his own ability to continue to do this, the ability to functionally manipulate the heart to make it run, was not the answer. But the answer is something that makes the heart go, that makes the body go, and that is not a mechanical device. It is something which far excels that, far exceeds that. It's like the magnet that has so much energy and so much power in it that it can make the Archimedes pump work. 10,000 revolutions, 50,000 revolutions, and perhaps even more. What will we find out as we listen within? As we listen to the divine within, we won't have to reinvent things. We won't have to make things better. We look at it from an entirely different perspective. And as we look at these things from an entirely different perspective, we see them radiating to us a beauty and a magic and a wonder. Life is not limited by physical representations. Life is not limited by thoughts we presently have because our knowledge gives us that thought on the relative world that we're living in. We'll go into the absolute world. We'll go into the absolute realization. We'll go into the absolute understanding. And as we go into this absolute understanding, we rise so high in our awareness of the beauty, the genius, the magic we are, that it's a never-ending understanding. And that never-ending understanding is ours today. And it is yours and mine right now as we open that inner door, knowing that it is done now. And truly, it is done now. Thanks for being on my boat with me and sailing down my river of life, of magic, of wonder, of beauty and truth. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.